We'll be in Key West, Florida for the next installments of our stories, taking a look at well-known author Ernest Hemingway, who made his home here. You may be familiar with his books, but his life in the southernmost U.S. was one of intrigue and adventure. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
It's known as the Ernest Hemingway Home in Key West, Florida, but its origins date well before the famous author lived here.
The house was actually built in 1851 by a shipwrecking captain named Asa Tift. And Asa Tift built this house out of solid limestone rock that he excavated right from the property, creating the only full basement in Key West.
Dave Gonzalez is the curator at the Ernest Hemingway Home and Museum.
Hemingway came here the first time in 1928 and continued to come here to fish. And he made friends with a man named Charles Thompson, and they were over at the Thompsons quite often for dinner and on fishing trips.
But Hemingway's original visit to Key West was for something other than fishing.
When he first came here, he came here to take delivery of a Model A Ford Roadster. It was late, and he fell in love with fishing here. They found this house up for sale in 1931. They looked at it the first time late 1930, and they bought it in 1931 for $8,000 in back taxes.
His wife, Pauline, the second of four wives he'd have, was a fashion editor for Vogue magazine, and she decorated the house much as it still looks today. $8,000 was a big price to pay for a home during the Depression.
My grandfather actually bought the house next door in 1935. That's 4 years after Hemingway. His total price for that three-bedroom, one-bath house was $500, about 16 times the amount of my grandfather's home.
There's much more to Hemingway's home and his life to share, and we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Key West, Florida, I'm Andrew McRae.